And now she sells seashells on the seashore. The seashells she sells are seashells, I'm sure. For if she sells seashells on the seashore, then I'm sure she sells seashore shells. Hey, how is that? Even if you can say all that, do you know what kinds of shells you're finding? We picked up a great collection of different shells, and now we're going to head back to Philadelphia to meet up with Amanda Lawless. She is a malacologist at the Academy of Natural Sciences of Drexel University. Let's go.
Pack it up. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Thank you for taking the time.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you're walking into the malacology collection now here at the Academy. We have the second largest collection in the country, third in the world here.
So, Amanda, we found a whole bunch of shells at the shore. Before we look at them, I wanted to ask you, how much variety of shells is there at the shore? Are we talking 5 or 5,000?
Not 5, but not 5,000 either. So you will find a variety. It's sort of sitting right on that cold, warm water barrier. So you could easily find 25, maybe 50 different kinds of shells. There's probably more out there, but what you would actually find on the beach versus what's out there is going to be different. But there's quite a variety out on the shore that you would find.
Is water temperature what influences how much variety we find, or what is it?
There's a lot behind it, but water temperature is definitely one factor. So usually it's harder for anything, any living thing, to live in a colder environment. So you tend to find less diversity, less species that can tolerate cold.
So let's take a look at what I brought. Sorry, I'm getting sand all over your desk.
There's sand all over the department. That is quite all right.
I have one that to me looks like a clam, like the kind that I would eat in a restaurant, right?
Right, absolutely. And that's what this is. You have three different sizes of the same thing. So this is the Atlantic surf clam, is actually the common name for it. And there's thousands of these offshore. This is actually a big fishery on the East Coast. If you're eating clam chowder or anything like that, this is the clam that you're finding in that. So this is a very, very common clam to find. But what's interesting, and I'm going to point out really fast on this little one down here, it has this tiny hole in it. And that was actually made by a moon snail. So one of these guys, which I have in my hand, these are actually predatory. So these love to eat these guys. So this is actually what we call moon snails, are very common. And what they do is they actually, the animal will come out of the shell and actually envelop the whole entire clam. And then it has these rows of teeth that it rasps across the shell, and it secretes an acid that makes this tiny hole in the shell, and then it inserts its mouth into there and it eats the animal out. And that's how he died.
I just made a face thinking, that's so cruel, but then we do the same thing, obviously.
We do, just in a very different way.
So I also found some shells that to me almost look like oysters. They are gray. Yeah, they really look like oyster shells.
And that's exactly what these are oyster shells. And what's unusual about them, well, not unusual, but what you have here and what you also have, this little scallop shell, they're this black color, and that's because these have been buried deep in sand where there's no oxygen. When there's no oxygen, they tend to oxidize and get this black color. So these have probably been buried for hundreds of years, and there's two things that could have happened. Either after a big storm where the sand in the ocean gets really churned up, these got washed up, or there's a lot of dredging that happens offshore. And when they bring in that dredged sand, they're dredging out a canal. They usually tend to dump it on the beaches. And that's when you see these black shells like this. So that's where these oyster shells and this little scallop shell came from.
And finally, this one looks really pretty. What is this?
So what you have here is actually the state shell of New Jersey. This is the knobbed whelk, because they have these, you see these knobbed projections all around. And this is, you find them, you don't actually find too many of them washing up on shore, even though there are a lot of them out in the ocean. This is a huge fishery. The whelk fishery is very huge, especially along the Jersey Shore in those areas. So people actually get excited when they find these on the beach. They just don't tend to wash up. We fish a lot of them, so we tend to take a lot of the shells out of the water.
We eat these?
We do eat these. You wouldn't know it's a whelk. You wouldn't know that's what you were eating.
What am I thinking I'm eating when I'm eating a whelk?
A lot of times you think you're eating conch, conch fritters aren't necessarily made from conch. They might be made from whelk. It can also be put in different kinds of soups that might be seafood stews or different things like that.
And the creature that lives inside this shell, what does it look like? A snail or?
Exactly. It just looks like a big snail that, like, almost like a garden snail that you would find, but it's just a big snail that lives inside of it. And they are very big, which is what makes these such a big fishery, is that the animal that's inside of these is big. So you get a lot of bang for your buck just from one animal.
Amanda Lawless is a malacologist at the Academy of Natural Sciences off Drexel. Thank you so much for taking the time to look at our shells.
Absolutely. Thank you. I wish I could have gone to the beach with you. These are beautiful.